Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are packed, are you ready to go? This time tomorrow we'll be on the road, riding with you in the sunnier days. I wouldn't want it any other way.
It's time to name the neglect from typical food advice. Welcome to the Find Your Food Voice podcast, hosted by me, Julie Duffy Dillon. I'm a registered dietitian with 20 years of experience partnering with folks just like you on their food peace journey. What have we learned? Well, cookie cutter approaches exclude too many people, and you don't need to be fixed. It's not you. It's not me. It's all of us. Only together we can start a movement and fix diet culture. And we will. Let's begin with now. Hey there, welcome to episode 354 of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, registered dietitian, and I am so glad you are here. I know you have a lot of podcasts to choose from, so thank you for choosing this one. I hope that I can help you today to uncover something different about how you want to relate to food. But to begin, I want to ask you a question. Do you ever fantasize about what your relationship with food would be like if you have never dieted in the first place? Like if you've never heard about that first diet or had learned that there was something wrong with your body, do you ever wonder how you would actually make food decisions? Like, can you imagine it? I know for a lot of people I talk to, they can't even fathom what it would be like. Like relying on something other than a printout sheet or a website with like lists of food, it's just so hard to actually imagine relying on something you didn't even have to think about. One thing I know to be true is that we were all born with this innate ability to take care of ourselves, including our eating decisions. Now, how we took care of ourselves, if it was never messed around with, it would look different, of course, just like how we make any decision is going to be different. But our eating decisions, they come from our food voice. And that's why this podcast is called Finding Our Food Voice. We all have a different way to make decisions about food. And if we didn't live in diet culture and all the systems of oppression operating within it, if we never had to live in this muck, we would have our food voice. It wouldn't even be something we had to think about. But of course, diet culture is blocking it. And this show, the reason why I've been doing this for years and years is we are trying to help you get back to that innate ability that is your birthright to have like access to the way that you want to make your own decisions about food and your body. And for every person that does reunite with their food voice, I know that more people are able to access their own, because the more of us that reject diet culture, the more we lift up others to do the same. So this episode, I am sharing with you a new way to share your story about what you are currently struggling with when it comes to food, your body, movement, maybe eating disorder recovery, diets, or whatever, and a chance for it to be included in the Find Your Food Voice book. So I'm going to dive deeper into what I'm talking about after a very quick sponsor break. Did you know that every time you listen to an ad on this podcast, you help cover the cost of producing Find Your Food Voice? Thank you to our sponsor, Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. Because of them, my team and I can continue our independent podcast. Equilibria is a women-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and back, my mind and body back into harmony. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. It also promotes optimal vaginal pH. These probiotics were chosen because they are studied for women's health. And I love that you can subscribe. So if you find that Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense helps you, you can subscribe so you don't have to think twice about running out and also save 25% off. I just started taking the Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense after a trip overseas that made my GI tract kind of funky. I am hoping that it helps make things just a little bit easier, easing back in. And also, as a woman in midlife, I'm always looking for ways to help with vaginal pH. If you are not in midlife yet, just be aware, it's a thing that is around the corner for you. So head to myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. All right, let's get back to the show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back. Like I mentioned before the break, this episode is going to be sharing with you ways to share your story and a chance to get it included in the Find Your Food Voice book. So if this is the first time you're hearing about this book, well, yeah, January 2025, which is exactly a year from when I'm talking right now, the Find Your Food Voice book is going to be released. I am super excited, and to give you a little update, I am halfway through writing chapter 7 of 10 chapters, so I really feel like I'm in a home stretch. I'm enjoying the process of writing a whole lot, but I want to give you, I don't know, some kind of like behind the curtain kind of information about writing this book. So when I was first approached to write this book, I was really going to bat for including letters from listeners for a number of reasons. If you've listened to this show for a number of years, you may know like that has been the foundation of the show. The very first few years, all of my episodes included a letter from a listener. Over the years, I've wanted to include more voices, more people helping me to make the show and have different kind of segments. But the letter from a listener is still like the core area of the show. And you, the listener, whether you're new to me or you've been around since the beginning, you've been so supportive. And that has helped me through all of my own like personal twists and turns and good times and bad. But I have been so grateful for your support. And so I wanted to include letters for that reason. And also because the letters and those of you who have listened and sent me messages about the letters, how meaningful they've been, that has made the show. Like that is all of the energy that I feel back from you has been about how much these letters mean to you. And why I think that happens is because when you, a listener, share something personal, it helps other people heal, especially when you share a part of your own relationship with food that may feel isolating, and also your own identity or lived experience. When others can see themselves and what you're experiencing with food or movement or your body, it can really like take away a lot of the shame that comes from diet culture and all those systems of oppression that are blocking you from that access to your own food voice. So like I said, when I was first approached to write this book, this was like one of the main things that I wanted to make sure that I included. And the publisher agreed. They were like, yeah, that sounds wonderful. And I've gotten a few letters that I've been able to include so far, and I need yours. So I wanted to share with you a little bit more about what I'm looking for when it comes to these letters, and also give you some insight into maybe even a little bit more specifics, especially if you're like, yeah, I want to see my story in print. Like, that would be so cool. And as I say this, by you offering a piece of your lived experience, just know that there's something that will help so many people to feel less shame. And we all know when you remove the shame, or at least chip away at it a little bit, it is a powerful way to promote the healing process. So I'm going to list for you a few topics in particular that kind of coincide with topics that I'm exploring in the book. And something else I haven't shared yet is how I'm going to use the letters within the book. What I am envisioning is much like this show, I would like each chapter to have a letter to start the chapter, and then, you know, go through my writing, kind of how I would go through a show. And then at the end of the chapter, end the chapter with a letter back from food. So what I want to share next is like, what are all these chapters about? And if you have a letter to food that's on your heart and it doesn't exactly line up for what I'm going to share next, please still submit your letter, because there are ways to make many work. And this is just like the words that are coming to mind for me, but there are many letters that I know that may not actually use some of these words that could still very much fit. So I just haven't read them yet, and that's why I don't have the words yet. Okay, so number one, I am hoping to get some letters from folks who are really new to starting either therapy or work with a dietitian, and can describe what that looks like for their experience, or maybe the fear of that or the unknown. So maybe you're in the very beginning stages of acknowledging maybe an eating disorder history you have, or a acknowledgement of being at diet rock bottom. Just sharing that kind of experience with us. I also am looking for letters from folks who don't really have in mind yet what it's like to not diet. I mentioned this before the break, but I know for many people that I've talked to in my office, that's something that they will often say in the beginning of our work together, is they know that they don't want to diet ever again, because dieting has never led to anything sustainable or long-term health promoting. It's just gotten in the way of life, but they just can't imagine not dieting. So a letter to food where you can really hash that part out is something that I'm hoping to also include. Okay, number three, are your experiences within systems of oppression impacting your eating, your movement, and or body image? So what do I mean by that? You may be wondering. So whether you are experiencing racism, homophobia, transphobia, ableism, any other systems of oppression, misogyny, I know there's so many more. How those systems of oppression, whether it's one or all of those or some combination, how that has impacted your relationship with food. All right, the next one I'm looking for are feelings, all the feelings. I have many chapters about different feelings that come while finding your food voice. Anger is a really big one. If you've ever worked with me as a client, you know we spent a lot of time on this. Finding your food voice can feel many different ways. In the beginning, it usually feels pretty exciting, exhilarating, then scary. And then there's a lot of anger. And as much as it may feel uncomfortable to feel that anger, as a clinician, I look for it. And when it starts to happen, it's not that I'm like excited, but I kind of am, because I know that you're starting to turn around the burden from yourself outward into where it belongs, because this is not your individual burden. So if you are struggling with anger as it comes to finding your food voice, I would love to hear about that. And then again, any other feelings, sadness. You may have just a letter about how sad it feels to not have diets anymore, to mourn that as an option. That is something I know for a lot of people, they have shared with me how that was surprising. And other people have talked about the feelings of loneliness. And you know, there's other feelings that can kind of come and go within that as well. But if you're feeling alone in this journey, and also, like I said, sad or angry, sharing a Dear Food letter that goes into that would be super important, I think, to help tell the story of the book. All right. And I think I have two more. One is how to connect with health while trying to recover your food voice. And if I had to pick one letter that's probably the most read on the show, it's one that connects with that. And I appreciate, as a registered dietitian who's worked with a lot of people with chronic illness, it's where I do a lot of work, especially when I was seeing clients one-on-one. There's one thing with like recovering from an eating disorder or recovering from diet culture, but it's another thing to also try to add a layer on with food of also trying to promote health and how to do that. A lot of my book does go into that. And so if you have questions on that, or if that's something you're struggling with, we would love to include your letter on that. And then lastly, I have a whole chapter on the trauma from diet culture, from dieting or eating disorder behaviors. So if you have a letter to food that is capturing that for you, how traumatic living in diet culture has been for you, that is something that we would also love to include. So as I'm saying all this, if you are like, wait, I need to see a list, Julie, of everything you just said, well, don't worry. We have it for you in the show notes. If you go to julieduffydillon.com/submit-letter, it will take you to a Google form that has all of those items I just mentioned for you. And if you are also like, what exactly is a Dear Food letter? I encourage you to go on my website. There is actually a section where you can just read through all the letters. If you click on letters, there's actually like a category in itself. And so you can just read them all. I also have a post where I go through some guidelines just to kind of give you some ideas, what we usually look for. And the link will be in the show notes, but I'm going to say it here too, just in case. It's julieduffydillon.com/Dear Food Guidelines. So if I went through those and none of those fit your Dear Food letter, but you still have one that's on your heart, again, please still submit it. We are looking for more to include in the show for this season, and also, like I said, for the book. And by submitting it in this form, it goes through how to actually submit it. If you would like to keep it anonymous, you can definitely do that, or you can include, you know, your name or just your initials. Basically, you get to decide how this shows up. And so again, julieduffydillon.com/submit-letter will take you right there. All right. So with all that being said, this is all for today's show, but I just want to say thank you so much for listening and supporting me, supporting my team and I as we're producing this show. We are so excited to share this book with you because we know it'll help more people to have access to these tools to help them find their food voice. And I look forward to checking in with you next time. And until then, take care.
Thank you for listening. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, and this is the Find Your Food Voice podcast. Ready to join the anti-diet movement and take the Food Voice Pledge? Go to julieduffydillon.com and sign your name to the growing list of people saying no to diets and yes to their own food voice. The Find Your Food Voice podcast is produced by me, Julie Duffy Dillon, and my team of kick-ass folks. I couldn't make the show without Yelly Cruz, assistant producer and resident book fiend, and Colleen Bremner, customer service coordinator and professional hype master. Audio editing is from Toby Lyles at 24 Sound. Music is Fly Free by Hartley. Are you looking for episode transcripts? Get them at julieduffydillon.com, where you can also submit letters for the podcast, give us feedback, and sign the Food Voice Pledge. We need your voice to end diet culture. We literally can't do this without you. Subscribe to the Find Your Food Voice podcast to get weekly inspiration and education on how we can defeat diet culture and reclaim our own food voice. I look forward to seeing you here next week for another episode of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. Take care.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money.